The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 12, text number 15. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari. Recorded on May 25th, 2012, at Kali Temple in Solferino, Mauritius.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Yasman advayate loko. Lokanodvijate chaya. Harsha marsha beyodvegair. Mukto yasachame priyaha. Yasmanodvijate loko. Lokanodvijate chaya. Harsha marsha bayod vegair. Mukto yat sachame priyaha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. He by whom no one is put into difficulty, and who is not disturbed by anyone, who is equipoised in happiness and distress, fear and anxiety, is very dear to me. Purport. A few of a devotee's qualifications are further being described. No one is put into difficulty, anxiety, fearfulness, or dissatisfaction by such a devotee. Since a devotee is kind to everyone, he does not act in such a way as to put others into anxiety. At the same time, if others try to put a devotee into anxiety, he is not disturbed. It is by the grace of the Lord that he is so practiced that he is not disturbed by any outward disturbance. Actually, because a devotee is always engrossed in Krishna consciousness and engaged in devotional service, such material circumstances cannot move him. Generally, a materialistic person becomes very happy when there is something for his sense gratification and his body, but when he sees that others have something for their sense gratification and he hasn't, he is sorry and envious. When he is expecting some retaliation from an enemy, he is in a state of fear, and when he cannot successfully execute something, he becomes dejected. A devotee who is always transcendental to all these disturbances is very dear to Krishna.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Bada Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupa Sagra Jata Sahagana Raghunathan Vetam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Zavadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha.
So, in this world, everybody is in anxiety. This is the one thing we all have in common. Everybody is in anxiety. An anxiety about this. Anxiety about that. Everyone's in anxiety. And no one likes anxiety. Anxiety is miserable. But that is an unnatural state. Because we are all citizens of the spiritual sky. And that spiritual sky is called without anxiety. The name, the spiritual sky is named Vaikuntha, without anxiety. So, even though you have a dual citizenship, you have two passports. Maya has given you a passport to this material world, you see. But your original citizenship is Vaikuntha. You have immigrated to this material world, thinking it would be a better deal than the spiritual world. But that was a big mistake. Very big mistake. The good news is Krishna recognizes a dual citizenship. When you accepted Maya's citizenship, you did not lose your Vaikuntha citizenship. You still have it. You don't have to reapply for citizenship. It is confirmed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jivera Sarupahai Krishnera Nityadas. The constitutional nature of the living entity is he's the eternal servant of Krishna. So you have your Goloka citizenship. As confirmed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You are a resident of Krishna's transcendental kingdom. So, going back is not difficult. You already have the passport. And now you just have to raise the ticket money, that's all. So all you need is the ticket money. That ticket money is described by Rupa Goswami. You know that shloka? The ticket money shloka. Krishna bhakti rasa babita mati kriyatam yadi kutopalabhyate tattamu yang api muyame kalam janmokoti sukhitainana labhyate. Krishna Krishna bhakti rasa, Krishna, pure Krishna bhakti, cannot be purchased even by executing pious activities in hundreds and millions of lives. And there is only one way you can pay for that ticket. Tattalalyam, by greed. You must become greedy for bhakti. If you have that greed, then you get to that ticket, you see. And then Rupa Goswami says, and if that Krishna bhakti is available somewhere, you must go there and purchase it without any delay. Krishna says the same thing, Bhagavad Gita. Masuchaha. Don't delay. Don't worry. Just do it. So where is Krishna bhakti available? Where can you get Krishna bhakti? I'm the bona fide spiritual master. He is the ticket agent for Krishna. So you must go to the spiritual master with your greed for bhakti. And if you're really greedy, you get the ticket. If you're not, well, if you're wishy-washy, well, I don't know, maybe, maybe not, maybe yes, maybe no, maybe, 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 maybe. Do you think you will get the ticket? No, you will not get the ticket.
No,
because you're not ready yet. You see, the Titanic is sinking. And you have 1 foot in the lifeboat. And you have 1 foot on the Titanic. You cannot decide which way to go. Well, I don't know. Maybe, 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 maybe. Can't you see the Titanic is sinking? Can't you see what this material world is? Open your eyes, sir. Open your eyes. Can't you see this material world as a place of misery? Can't you see that? It's simply a place of birth, death, old age, and disease. That's all it is. Don't be deceived by Maya's tricks. We're here in Durga temple. Don't be deceived by Durga's tricks. She's sticking her tongue out at us. You see? Don't be deceived by Maya's tricks. You have to understand this material world is a prison. It's not our actual place of residence. Does the fish belong in the water or on the land? If you take a fish out of water, will he be happy? My dear fish, welcome to the land. I will give you a nice Rolls Royce car. I was just yesterday in London, and I they're very rare, but I actually saw a Rolls Royce on the freeway, Rolls Royce car. So, my dear Mr. Fish, why are you in anxiety? I will give you Rolls Royce with a chauffeur. I will give you a beautiful movie star for your wife. I give you a $1 billion bank account. I'll give you a big mansion in Mauritius. Why are you in anxiety, Mr. Fish? What's going on? I see you just flopping around in anxiety. Why are you so disturbed? Why is that fish so much disturbed? Because he is a creature of the water. He is not a creature of the land. So the only way you can satisfy, you understand? The only way to satisfy that fish is to put him back into the water. Forget the Rolls Royce. Forget the movie star wife. Forget the billion-dollar bank account and the mansion in Mauritius. All he needs is to be in the water and he's completely happy. Totally satisfied. So, what is the moral of the story? We are the fish and we are out of the water. We are currently in this material world. This is not our atmosphere. This is not our home. No matter what we do to become happy, we cannot be happy. People in Mauritius think, well, if I can just immigrate to the UK or the US, then I'll be happy. But I see the people in the UK and the US, they're completely miserable. So you can't be happy by changing your material position. You cannot do it. You will never be happy by changing your material position. There is only one way to become happy, and that is to change your consciousness. You have to transfer your consciousness from matter to spirit. So how do you do that? That is described by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Chapter 2. Sangat sanjayate kama. Your consciousness is developed by your association. So, the more you associate with the material energy, the more you become materialistic. And the more you associate with the spiritual energy, the more you become spiritualized. So this is the secret. It's simply how you spend your time. What do you associate with? That's all it matters. The only principle. You simply have to transcendentalize your association. This is also confirmed by Rupa Goswami. I quote him a lot. You may notice I quote Rupa Goswami a lot. He is the father, Prabhupada says he is the father of devotional service. Rupa Goswami says, Atakshi Krishna Namadi Nabhavid Graham Indriyai Sevon Muke Hijivado Svayam Evasparat Yadaha. No one can understand the transcendental name, form, qualities, etc. of the Supreme Lord with his blunt, materially contaminated senses. Only when one is Krishnaized or spiritually saturated. By engaging his service, his senses, by engaging his service, his senses, beginning with the tongue, in the service of Krishna. And when he does that, then the name, fame, forms, pastimes, etc. of the Supreme Lord become revealed to him.
Bhagavan Krishna pour révéler tout ce qu'on passe temps, son nom et
This verse has very deep significance. Rupa Goswami does not say he doesn't say nama, rupa, lila, guna. He doesn't say them in the Sanskrit. He says nam adi, which means the name, etc. Understand? He doesn't say nama, lila, guna, rupa. He doesn't list all these things. He simply says nama, nam adi, name, etc. So he is giving prominence to the name of Krishna. This reconfirms what we have learned from the Brihad Naradiya Purana. The same emphasis is given. Hara Nama, Hara Nama, Hara Nama Yava Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva 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 Gatiran Yata. In this age of Kali, there is no alternative, no other alternative, no other alternative, no other alternative except chanting the name, chanting the name, chanting the name of Krishna. Therefore, this is the secret of success. The name is available. You may not be able to live in the temple. You may not be able to live in Vrindavan. But the name you can associate with constantly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The name is always there. You can chant on your japa mala at least 16 rounds every day. That's only the beginning, and then you can chant as much as you want throughout the day. Whenever you have a duality attack, you can chant Hare Krishna. Do you know what is a duality attack? Anyone knows what a duality attack is? That's when you get caught up in, I like this, I don't like that, I like this and I don't like that. That's called a duality attack. Because you're thinking that you're the enjoyer, you're the center, you see. We saw this in Vrindavan many years ago. My god sister Shri Rupa Maharaji, she was cooking for Prabhupada. And then she would take Prabhupada's remnants and distribute to all the sannyasis. And the sannyasis would say, well, no, I want this, I don't want that. They were very picky over what maha they wanted. You see, I like this, I don't like that. So this is called duality, you see. I like this, I don't like that. I want the gulab jamun, I don't want the rice. You see. So you know what Prabhupada told Shri Rupa Maharaji when he heard the sannyasis were doing like that with the maha, maha maha? He said, mash it all into one thing. Take all of it and knead it into a mash and distribute that to them. Prabhupada wanted to teach the sannyasis a lesson. And they weren't interested in that maha maha after them. But Shri Rupa Maharaji, she ate every last morsel of that maha as the sweetest nectar. So I'm thinking, I like this and I don't like that, you see. That's duality. That means you think that you're the enjoyer. So what do you do when duality attacks? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And then you remember, it's not what I want, it's what Krishna wants, you see. It's not what I like that counts, it's what Krishna likes. Then we can become properly situated again, you see. I simply have to always do what Krishna wants, not what I want. And then you become liberated from duality. You become fixed in Krishna consciousness. As described here, the devotee, you see, he's equipoised in all dual situations. Happiness, distress, honor, dishonor. He's completely equipoised in all circumstances. Because he's taking shelter of Krishna. I had nothing to be afraid of. Because my only happiness is to take shelter of Krishna. And Krishna is always available for me to take shelter of him at every minute. So it doesn't matter what happens to me in this world. I may be honored. I may be dishonored. I may be healthy. I may be sick. I may be rich. I may be poor. I may be young. I may be old. Doesn't matter. Because simply my only happiness is to take shelter of Krishna. This is the mood described in this verse, you see. So kindly try to understand this mood. And kindly try to imbibe it or enter into that consciousness in your everyday activity, in your everyday life. If you do so, I can absolutely guarantee you, you're going to have the most wonderful, happy day every day. So now I can ask if you can pass the questions forward. Anyone has a question? Okay, here's one. Thank you. Hare Krishna Maharaj, can you please explain the difference between Prakriti and Pradana as described briefly in this Bhagavad Gita 13? The Prakriti, or the energy of the Lord, has many aspects, and the Pradana is one of them. In other words, the Pradhan is part of the Prakriti. As I remember, the Pradhan is the unmanifested form. It is called the unmanifested form of the material energy, the subtle form. I would suggest, if you wanted to read further research on Pradhan, look in the Bhagavatam. It's described in more detail then. It's a very technical subject matter. I know I don't know exactly where, but you look in the index in the back in each volume, or you look in the Veda base and type in Pradhan. Sadaputta Prabhu, our famous scientist, he talked about the Pradhan a lot in terms of Sankhya philosophy, analyzing the material energy. It's a very prominent topic in the way he would talk about it. So it's an interesting thing to research. But you can look in the Bhagavatam and you'll find a lot of information there about the Pradhan. Each volume has a index in the back. You can look through each volume. If you don't have the Veda base, you can look through the back of each volume and under Pradhan, and you'll find many places where it's described. You often mention in your courses that we are in this world because we became envious of Krishna, but how can there be enviousness in the spiritual world? Actually, there isn't. There's no envious. It's a place free from envy. So as soon as envy is there, without even what's called a yaktosecond, which is very even smaller than a nanosecond, immediately you're in the material world. you can't envy. There cannot be any envy in the spiritual world. So if envy comes into your heart, you're in the material world. Without any delay, you're already in the material world. You understand? You may say, see, the thing is, you have the second half of that verse, if you study in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Jivara Sarupahaya Krishna Nishidas, then he says, Krishnera Tatasta Sakti, Beda Beda Bakash. The living entity is the eternal servant of Krishna, and he's also described as Tatasta Shakti. Tatasta means beach, and sta means. Tata is beach and sta means situated. He's situated, his consciousness is situated between, he has a vantage point between the material and spiritual energies. Because that vantage point gives him the opportunity to voluntarily choose to give his love to Krishna. He can go either way, you see. He has a tatasta nature on the borderline between material and spiritual consciousness. So you can choose to go either way. You can choose to love Krishna or to leave Krishna. That's his tatasta nature. It's described by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even though he's originally in the pastimes of Krishna, and it was confirmed by Srila Prabhupada in the Bhagavatam purport, he is originally situated in Krishna's lila. But he always has that ability, that dual citizenship, as I talked about earlier. He has that two passports. If he wants to, he has that passport to Maya's kingdom also.
There is one school of thought. There is one school of thought that says that we come from the Tata Shakti.
There is one
school of thought that says that we come from the Tata Shakti instead of the material.
There is one school of thought.
One, yeah, but that school of thought is not coming from Prabhupada. That is that they are differing from Prabhupada. We don't follow that school of thought. Prabhupada is our founder of Acharya. To say we came from the Tatasta Shakti, it doesn't make sense because we are Tatasta Shakti. It's confirmed by Lord. He says Krishnera Tatasta Shakti. We are Krishna's Tatasta Shakti. We are Tatasta Shakti. It's true, we are. The Tatasta Shakti comes from the spiritual energy. It's internal, it comes from the internal potency. So, in one sense, we are coming from the Tatasta Shakti because we are Tatasta Shakti. But that doesn't mean that we're not eternal inhabitants of the spiritual world. We are internal inhabitants, it's confirmed by Srila Prabhupada. We originally serving Krishna and his pastimes in the spiritual world. We are Tatasta Shakti. We are from Tatasta Shakti, yes. But that doesn't mean that we didn't exist in Krishna's pastimes. Doesn't mean them. If you study what Prabhupada has written, and Prabhupada is our authority. He is our authority. Sometimes devotees want to jump to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, leaving Prabhupada aside. That is offense. That is Prabhupada aparad. So let's say, well, let's leave Prabhupada aside and just hear what Bhaktivinoda says. No, we cannot understand Bhaktivinoda except through Prabhupada. Some people say, we will understand Prabhupada through Bhaktivinoda. That's wrong. You can't do that. That's aparad. That's jumping to a previous acharya. You can't do it. You have to understand Bhaktivinoda through Prabhupada. You take Prabhupada as your basis of understanding everything, Prabhupada's teachings. Some devotees are saying we came from a tatasta world between the spiritual world and the material world. That's not true. There is no such world. There is no tatasta world. There's two worlds. There's the material world and the spiritual world. There's not a third world called the tatasta world. Tatasta means you're living in a border town. You have access to both. You see, tatasta means you have access to both worlds. Tatasta means you have a dual citizenship. There is no such thing as the tatasta world. We weren't in Krishna's pastimes. We originally existed in the tatasta world, not being Krishna's servants, And now we can become Krishna's servants. That's refuted by Lord Chaitanya. Jivara Sarupahai Krishnera Nityadas. We're eternally the servants of Krishna. I can, if you send me an email, I can give you all the quotes from Prabhupada's books. It's been in Thought for the Day lately, but it's right there in Prabhupada's books, you see. Devotees say, oh, we didn't originate in the spiritual world. We originated in the Tathasta. That's not true. Otherwise, how you can say, go back to Godhead? If you were never there to begin with, how you can go back? You see? That it was such a concept was saying that Prabhupada is not really telling this truth. And that's very offensive. Well, Prabhupada didn't really give us the truth. He just used some preaching strategy to attract us. That's what they say. People of this school of thought say, it was just Prabhupada's preaching strategy. He didn't really tell us the truth. He told us something that would kind of pacify us. That's actually an offense against Srila Prabhupada. And here I have proof that Prabhupada didn't have to use such preaching strategies. And the proof is Jor Jagannath. And Prabhupada told the Westerners, this is God. I mean, that's for a Western, an American person to think this is God would be complete culture shock. Totally unacceptable. They, you know, they conceive of God with a human form, but, you know, with two little stubs and big eyes, and they could never conceive that could be God. If Prabhupada had to use some preaching strategy to tell something that wasn't really true to attract us, then why did he have to, then how could he introduce Jagannath so directly to us? The fact that Prabhupada directly introduced Jagannath to us and said, this is God, and we said, yes, because you say he's God, we accept that he's God. We would accept anything that Prabhupada said. We didn't require some, you know, halfway truth to attract us. So this idea that Prabhupada had to tell us something that's not completely true to attract us because it was closer to the Judeo-Christian theology is an offense against Srila Prabhupada. It's offensive. It's offensive. It's Prabhupada aparad. It's not in accordance with Prabhupada's books. So we were originally with Krishna, and we have the Tathasta nature. Oh, no translation is going on. Oh my God.
I just can summarize the whole in two few words.
Yeah, okay, go ahead and tell me what you've said. Yeah. Tell me.
I think Chiran Kishon, I don't know the energy, the Tathasta. Hello. Gurudev expliquait que ça en principe que l'énergie, il n'y a peut-être aucun des mondes qui spécifique. Hein, en principe, nous sommes les mondes spirituels avec les mondes matériels et les mondes marginaux. Alors Gurudev peut dire tout le monde qui se fait dérouler, il peut dire que ça spécifique, les mondes n'ont pas existé. Et deuxième chose, il dit que comment nous sommes capables de dire qu'il nous peut retourner back to Godhead. Quand, si nous passons là-bas, nous allons dire que nous allons retourner là-bas. Et des âmes qui faisaient là-bas, nous allons retourner.
Does the family suffer from bad karma from some of its members? That's the question. If you have some members who are actually, that is your bad karma, to have some family members that are sinful. That is your bad karma. You're already suffering by having such family members who are sinful.
Alors, question, c'est est-ce qu'il y a une famille qui souffre à cause des autres membres dans sa famille? Il peut faire une chose, une action qui est mauvaise, un bad karma. Et
but the good news is this. They can't create bad karma for you. The good news is this. You're burning off your past sins by suffering their association. You're becoming purified by suffering their bad association. That's purifying you of your past sins. So anyone who takes the Krishna consciousness, everything is positive. There's all good news if you take up Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Is it wrong for a devotee to have liking, to disliking, or some food items? We're not Mayavadis. It's not all one. So it's natural you may like, you know, you may like, you know, one subject over a different subject. It's natural. Everyone has their tastes. There's nothing wrong. But at the same time, if you say, you know, I will only eat sweets, I won't have rice, dal, and sabji, then that's wrong. To prefer what is healthy and good for you, that's very good. I should say, I want healthy prasadam, that's very good. We have a duty to keep our bodies healthy. So if you prefer healthy over unhealthy food, that's very good. Next question. Okay. How does someone evolve from the maybe not to the greedy stage of bhakti?
Comment une personne qui est indécisif, qui est capable, pas capable, pour vivre un stage, pour vivre gourmand pour bhakti?
By good association.
C'est pour une bonne association.
You associate with devotees who are above the plane of duality, you will develop their qualities by that association. Why does Maya insist, or Maya, something of the time that is not... Why does Maya, something of the time, does not allow us to realize that we are actually a fish out of water? Oh, most of the time. Why does Maya, most of the time, not allow us to realize that we're actually a fish out of the water? Actually, Maya is the facilitator. Because you want to be an illusion, therefore Maya is giving you the illusion. You can't blame Maya that you're in Vaya. She's facilitating you, that's all. Because you want to forget Krishna, therefore she is facilitating. So simply you must desire Krishna. And then Maya will not bother you anymore, you see. Show Maya your determination. That from now on, I have only one interest only, and that's to become the pure devotee of Krishna. And there's a very beautiful prayer in this connection. By Srila Rupa Goswami. Kamadinam katina katida palita durnideshas Tesham jatamani nakarana natapra no pushanti Utrajaitan natayadupatabate sambratam labda buddhis Tvamayata sharanang nayung shvatma Tvamayatma sharanang abhyang nayung shvatma dashe. O my Lord, there is no limit to the unwanted orders of lusty desires. Although I have served them faithfully, they have not shown any mercy to me. I have not been ashamed to serve them, nor do I even desire to give them up. O my Lord, head of the Aru dynasty, recently, however, my intelligence has awakened. And now I'm giving them up. Now I will no longer serve these lusty desires. Now, my Lord, I come to you. I approach your fearless lotus feet. I bow down at your fearless lotus feet. And I'm begging you, please engage me in your personal service. Please save me. So this is how Maya will leave you alone. If you pray in this way to Krishna, Maya will, she'll immediately leave you alone. You have a question? Yes?
Regarding the same question, is Maya attacking us or we are holding to Maya?
Yes. She's asked, is Maya attacking us or are we going to Maya? There's a famous story in this connection. One disciple said, Guru Maharaj, I'm in Maya. Maya won't let go of me. What can I do, Guru Maharaj? I'm in Maya. Maya won't let go of me. So immediately the spiritual master, he went to one tree. And he put his arms around the tree and he said, let go of me, let go of me, let go of me. You see? Well, you're embracing Maya. We say, oh, Maya won't let go of me. So stop embracing Maya, you see. That's all. Why are you embracing Maya? Why are you embracing Maya? That's foolishness. Stop embracing Maya. Maharaj, we are part and parcel of Krishna and we came from the spiritual world. Then how is it that we fell down into this material world? Prabhupada simply said it is misuse of independence, that's all. If you're living on the beach and you're a little careless, you may fall in the water. So as Tathasta Shakti, we have the ability to go either way. And if you're not careful, you can slip and fall into the material nature. Next question. Is that it? Finished? Everybody's ready to go home, back to Godhead? Everyone's prepared now to go back to Godhead? How many of you want to go back to Godhead in this lifetime? Jai. How many of you chanting 16 rounds of Japa Mala every day? So some of you are not. So now you increase your mala and follow our principles, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. So you become qualified to go back to Godhead. And in that wonderful Vaikuntha world, you'll have no anxiety. Nothing will ever be a cause of disturbance for you ever again. You won't worry about money. You won't have to worry about the health. You won't have to worry about drought. or the politicians, or old age, or anything. You live in eternal as an eternal youth in the pastimes of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thank you very much. Gantar Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Now you had something?
Yes, Bhagavatam class.
Bhagavatam class tomorrow, 50 yards away from you. At Archana City's home, having Bhagavatam class tomorrow at what time? 7:30 till 8:30. Okay. So I'm very happy to be back with all of you wonderful devotees here in Mauritius. The spiritual atmosphere here with you all, I call it delicious Mauritius. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.